Thank you for calling Whitaker Logistics. You'll reach the Lapeer, Michigan terminal. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For dispatch, press 1. For the terminal manager, press 2. For the office manager, press 3. Or hold on the line for assistance.
Whitaker, this is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, this is Tyler with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I can't complain. I'm actually calling to follow up on a offer that we had sent you guys here. It was about 2 weeks ago now. It's based off some prior financing you guys actually had done with GE Capital a few years back in 2011. Is any of that ringing a bell to you by chance?
Is it for the company?
Yeah, it's for it was just DR Logistics, right?
It's actually not. This DR Logistics was bought out by Whitaker Logistics back in March of last year. So anything
okay.
was probably sent to DR, that company, it was actually dissolved. So
oh, wow.
It's not even around anymore.
I see. When did you say that happened?
In March of last year.
Okay, that explains the UCC filing on it. Because, yeah, we have the last filing we have here was like 5 years ago, so that's probably why.
Yeah, it's actually not around anymore.
I see. You guys just took over, like, their assets, or what was the
you
situation?
Know, actually, I was here before. The DR Logistics was our family company. My in-laws owned it in part with my husband, and my in-laws decided to retire, and my husband and I did not want to take the company over, so we approached a company that we did an awful lot of business with, and I think, you know, 3 months later, they everything went through, and they bought the company, but they kept all of our drivers. My husband and I stayed on kind of running this terminal, but they Whitaker's based out of Ohio, and I think they have six or seven terminals.
Okay.
They kept everybody on, and, a good transition. It wasn't a deal where, it was a necessity. It was just my in-laws wanted to retire, and
yeah.
they did not want that responsibility, so we kind of pawned it off on somebody else and kind of got the best of both worlds, really.
Yeah.
Kept
definitely.
Everybody on, and our drivers made out really well, and it's been really good.
Good. So then, what company is this that you're with now?
We are Whitaker Logistics now.
Whitaker, okay. Yeah, I mean, the offer we had sent out was about 2 weeks ago. It was just a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital for right around $250K. So I mean, I was just kind of trying to touch base to see if you guys had any plans here coming up with maybe bringing on some new equipment or some additional capital there.
Unfortunately, that's kind of one of those deals now where everything is done through corporate.
Yeah.
As far as I know, as of right now here at our terminal, we actually just brought, I'm trying to think of how many new trucks we got. So probably for the time being, I mean, we're not looking to do anything here, and that's something that's handled all down there anyway. So
I gotcha. Do you maybe have the number for that corporate office there just so I can maybe try and get my information over to there just so they're updated on that, so if anything does come up?
I do. I don't offhand. I don't know exactly who you'd speak with, but I can give you their number. It's 419.
419.
686.
686.
0055.
0055. Yeah, I'll try and get in contact over there and see if there's anyone that might remember of seeing the offer that we had sent and see if it kind of maybe sparks any of their interests. But sounds like your guys' business is going great, and especially in the trucking industry right now. I've been kind of hearing nothing but disaster stories from these companies that are just half their fleets just sitting there collecting dust. They can't afford it because of the oil and the election year. So
yeah, and you should know that's just the thing too, is you should, we get to where, I don't want to say we're complaining because we're so busy, but we have 13 drivers here, which by trucking industry standards is not huge by any means, but our guys are busy.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not small either, so.
No, yeah, not a bad thing to be too busy. I'd rather be too busy than not busy. Because
that's probably one of the best problems you could have, so.
Exactly. I mean, sometimes our drivers might not tell you that, but they work hard, and we try to do the best we can by them. So
good.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like you guys got a great thing going. I'll try and give this corporate office number a call,
okay.
See if we can maybe get in contact with anyone over there. But wish you guys the best of luck, and just keep doing what you guys are doing. You're definitely way ahead of the average trucking industry right now. So
we're working on it.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.